This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. With a mission to lift up 1% of GDP for Southeast Asia, RISE works closely with leading companies and government agencies across the region to assist them to become more innovative and successful in the faster future through their unique corporate accelerator, entrepreneur university, venture building services and experiential conference. At launch in 2016, RISE has been creating the global ecosystem for corporate innovation with a network of 400 plus corporations, 2,000 plus startups and innovation communities across the globe in 40 plus countries, contributing to a combined valuation of over $1 billion within the past 4 years. And they aim to establish Southeast Asia as the global hub for corporate innovation due to its eminent potential and impact towards society. I'm speaking to the country head for Malaysia, Jonathan Lee. Hi, Jonathan.
Good morning, Frida, and thank you for having me.
Okay, so no stranger on our airwaves, right, with BFM. Now, you've been part of the startup and scale-up scene in Malaysia. Maybe a little bit about your journey so far.
So I spent a good part of my life in New Zealand, going there to study and then continue working there for, you know, at least another 10 more years. And then by the time I came back to Malaysia, I was already in my mid-30s. And I came back because I had a chance meeting with the late Nashin Hassan from Cradle Fund. And he invited me to join Cradle to, you know, uplift and evolve the back then what the startup landscape and ecosystem was to what it is today. So I've been back for about 12 to 13 years now since that chance meeting with Nashin.
Right.
And over the last 12 years, I've been in various areas that looks at, you know, the startup ecosystem from funding and advisory in Cradle Fund all the way to private sector and then coming back to government again via magic, designing and running world-class programs for the ecosystem. And now I'm part of, an organization called RISE. And RISE essentially is a corporate innovation powerhouse. We are Southeast Asia centric and focused. We have a goal of, as you mentioned, to grow the 1% GDP in Southeast Asia. And we help corporations, businesses, government innovate faster through a series of different programs. In a nutshell, we offer corporate venturing as a service.
Right. Okay. And of course, RISE is started by a Thai entrepreneur.
Yeah. So my group CEO, his name is Dr. Keith Pacharyanon. And the doctor is actually a medical doctor. So he's a qualified medical doctor, but he actually didn't go into practice. What he did instead is actually went into entrepreneurship. So RISE is actually his adventure. So he has been a successful entrepreneur. He has started a couple of businesses which was acquired. And RISE is his third venture, and he has another fourth venture, which is an investment fund based out in Palo Alto in the States.
Right.
And of course, very exciting to be working with somebody of his caliber. He's a very young individual, much younger than me, but very forward thinking and extremely passionate about innovation.
Right. And of course, you joined RISE in Malaysia last year. Well, you started it. And then, of course, there were plans for 2020, right? How much of that was, you know, sidetracked and why? Or not at all?
I think a lot of business were sidetracked. I think, I wouldn't say sidetracked, but a lot of business were affected by the pandemic. Whether it's a good thing or a bad thing, it depends on the type of business, because we know that essential services has actually been doing reasonably well. But in the services space where we are concerned, yes, we have been affected to some extent. A lot of our clients, we've seen a reduction in investment into innovation, because when push comes to shove, the thing that is deemed as, you know, a want to have rather than a need to have has been slashed off the budget. So we have seen a few of our clients actually reducing their budget or investment into innovation. Mm-hmm. But that being said, I think more and more corporates are seeing the importance of the need of innovating, especially during this very challenging time, because innovation is the only way that they can get out of the challenges that they are facing.
Okay. Now, I wanted to ask the different things that you provide, the services that you provide, right? The corporate accelerator mechanism, right? How is this unique?
Yeah. We don't provide a corporate accelerator just a service. We provide corporate venturing as a service. So it's an end-to-end service. What we do on a typical engagement with our customers, we would spend a bit of time with them, understanding what their needs are, what their goals are, what their challenges are, and then design a vehicle to allow them to achieve that goal. Now, the vehicle could be any type of programs. Could be an accelerator program, like you mentioned. Could be a venture building program. Could be even an intrapreneurship program where we're going in and training and empowering internal talent to allow them to help achieve the company's innovation agenda. Or it could be as simple as, hey, I am looking for new ideas for my business. What can I do? It could be even a hackathon. So we don't take a sort of like a cookie cutter model. A lot of what we do for our clients are bespoke, so that, you know, it's specifically designed for them to specifically address the challenges, the concerns, and to help them achieve their innovation goal.
Right.
In terms of our accelerator, it's not an accelerator to a sense where we are training the entrepreneurs. At the end of the day, a lot of the accelerator programs that we run are programs to allow collaborations to happen between our corporate clients and startups or technology companies that have the solution. So in a simplistic form, it could be similar to a POC, a proof of concept project.
Right.
So in the time where they spend in our accelerator, they're actually running live POC programs to try to solve the problems that the corporate clients are facing. So we don't actually run any training programs that we are teaching the entrepreneurs on how to do like unit economics, for example, or how to, you know, do digital marketing, which are more akin to conventional early stage accelerator. Our type of program is slightly later stage, looking at companies solving real problems for corporate clients, or even co-developing or co-curating of new content and solutions for the corporate clients.
So you would refer to this as venture building services?
Venture building, so the co-creation and co-development part with startups and entrepreneurs would be akin to a venture building service. But we also do train against internal staff and empower them to give them the skill sets and tool sets they need to spin out companies. So again, we don't take a cookie-cutter method. We don't believe in one-size-fits-all. Certain companies may have a lot of talent where they can spare this talent to actually develop and work on projects that can be spun out as new businesses. Other corporates may be a little bit stressed on their human resources. As such, they may want to bring in outside talent into the organization. So a lot of times what we do for clients like this is we will actually scout for this talent. We will actually scout for the technology solutions so that the corporate themselves don't have to waste time and resources doing it. Rise has actually built a very strong global network in 40 different countries. Allowing us to tap into networks within these countries through our various private sector partners as well as government sector partners.
Right.
So in Malaysia, for example, we are working with like MDEC and MAGIC. Because if we do have a need for a client in Thailand that requires certain technology that may be available here in Malaysia, we will go through MDEC and MAGIC to get this tech companies or startups to work with our corporate clients in Thailand and vice versa. So any client in Southeast Asia, they are looking for solutions, we will scout them globally through our various partners that we have built or partnerships that we have built.
Right. And what will be an ideal business or company you like to see partnering with Rise? We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Jonathan Lee from Rise. Stay tuned. Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Balanced Frank Medium. BFM 89.9.
This is Open for Business. Good morning, Frida Liu here. I'm here with Jonathan Lee from Rise. And, you know, we're talking about this this organization that helps create the global ecosystem, right, for corporate innovation. And you started in 2016, and now you have a network of 400-plus corporations and, you know, with communities across the globe in 40-plus countries. Now, when you look at what you're doing, right, what would be an ideal business you would like to see working or partnering with Rise?
Well, we don't have a specific preference, but in terms of clientele, of course, a lot of the clients that we are currently serving are either the large corporates or the public listed companies. What we've seen in the last 12 months is we're seeing more and more large SMEs coming into our pipeline, and they are also interested in innovating. And, you know, now innovation, the cost of innovation, a lot of people assume that it's very, very expensive. And as such, they are hesitant to invest this money. But actually, the cost of innovation can be reduced if you know what is the best practices that you can adopt, whether that's to build a culture of innovation within your organization or to even source and work with technology companies to solve your problems and leverage this technology to scale, right? So we have seen this happening in the corporate field. We've seen the best practices, the processes, and we can actually replicate and localize this for the SMEs as well. That's one thing that we've seen change in the last 12 months is more and more SMEs are coming to the forefront in terms of innovation. And we are, of course, very happy to work with them. But in terms of partnering with Rise, we don't have a sort of like a barrier for people to come and work with us. We are sector agnostic. We work with everyone, and our expertise is actually problem solving. So when you look at problem solving and you look at a sort of like an ecosystem view, there are going to be different key stakeholders. You know, the client side, the corporate side, SMEs, these companies are only one key stakeholder. The government is another key stakeholder. The various agencies that are under the government is another key stakeholder. The technology companies, the startups are another key stakeholder. These are all stakeholders that we want to reach out to and work with in order to build a stronger ecosystem, right? And a lot of times, you know, it could be through, you know, events, networking events, or even through, you know, pre-existing partnerships that have brought in new partnerships for us. But again, we don't limit or set a limit on who we should or shouldn't work with. In fact, if you have an interest to, you know, be in the innovation space, you want to either learn about it or work with somebody in an innovation space, I would suggest you to reach out to Rise so that we can actually have a casual conversation.
Right.
And a lot of times this casual conversation will lead into, you know, partnerships in the mid to long term.
Can you share any of your, who is currently working with you in what aspect? Would you be able to share anyone?
Yeah, so we've actually worked with the likes of Telkom. We've worked with Malaysian Airlines.
Okay.
We've worked with Eco World. We've worked with HLX. These are some of the, we've worked with HSBC. These are some of the local names, local corporates that we've worked with, even Sam as well, who is a partner of our Global Accelerator Program in Thailand. These are really some of the corporates that are at the forefront of innovation, you know, and we welcome more corporates to come and talk to us if they are interested in learning about corporate innovation or solving a problem or challenge that they have. At the end of the day, our goal is to actually help the corporate. We may or may not be able to solve the whole problem that a corporate may face, but we do have enough strong partners that can actually collaborate with us to actually solve the problem. So we also work in a collaborative mode where we don't believe that, you know, Rise is the be-all and end-all and Rise is the only one that can solve your problem. Quite often when a corporate comes to us, we will actually build a sort of like a group of different service providers and technology companies to approach the problem from all angles. Mm. And as such, we can create more tangible outcomes for the corporates. In our track record in Thailand, we've been very successful in creating tangible outcomes and goals for our corporate clients there. And we are looking to replicate those kind of successes here in Malaysia and Singapore as well.
Mm. So there are larger corporations looking at ways to innovate mostly. So you're not really working with startups or scale-ups in that sense.
We work with startups and scale-ups by providing them a pipeline to corporate clients. Mm. Traditionally, we don't work with B2C startups.
Right.
The only time we will work with B2C startups is where we have a corporate client who may have an investment arm who are looking to invest into this space. I would say 80% of the startups and the technology companies that we work with, whether they are scale-ups or not, are in the B2B side because we are servicing a corporate client.
Hmm.
Right? And predominantly our clients are in the corporate space or government. So a lot of times they are in the B2B space. Sometimes they are in the B2B2C space.
Right.
Now, the other 20% are could possibly be a B2C that could white label their pre-existing solution to become B2B.
Right, okay.
So traditionally, these are the focus of our areas, and it's by design because we are servicing businesses. So as such, we are creating a pipeline for this technology company and startups to access our corporate clients, and they are looking for services to solve their problem. As such, we'll be providing a B2B service.
Hmm. So, you know, you also have the Intrapreneur University, right? What do you teach there?
Well, we teach a variety of different innovation programs. So some of the more common ones are Agile and Scrum, Design Thinking and Sprint, Business Model Canvas. We also teach, how to build a corporate innovation culture. We also run a special workshop by top award-winning authors like Dan Rome, Barry O'Reilly, Patty McCart. So we run all these programs that are not either prevalent or readily available in the ecosystem for our corporate clients to empower and train their staff to be able to build an innovation agenda within the organization. Mm-hmm. That being said, as I mentioned earlier on, we also help companies do venture building. Mm. We also have a bespoke program where we are training the staff to think like an entrepreneur and give them the skills and the tool set to be able to build businesses and then spinning out, business opportunities and business unit out of the company. And that's a bespoke program.
Right. You know, the mission is for RISE is to lift up 1% of GDP for Southeast Asia. By when and how far are we from achieving that?
That's a fantastic question. So ASEAN is probably approximately maybe about 9 trillion GDP. So it's a very big number. So we're trying to grow 1%. So 1% of that probably about, 9 math is not good, maybe around 9 billion.
Mm-hmm.
So we are already achieving 1 billion in terms of value creation currently. So to say we are far away, probably not. We did have a couple of bumps this year due to the pandemic, but we hope to, get there in the next, 3 to 5 years.
Right.
Hopefully shorter rather than later,
yeah.
But that's our goal, to try to get there by helping more companies achieve their goals. One of the things that I didn't mention before, in any project that we work with our corporate, we measure the impact and the value that's created from this outcome, right?
Hmm.
A lot of times when you run a program, you don't track this, but we do track it. That's why we can claim that there's already a billion dollar worth of value being created.
Hmm.
And this is from predominantly the top and bottom line of a project's performance.
Hmm.
Sometimes for those impacts that are not in the monetary terms, we will value it. We will do a formula to try to calculate a monetary value for it, which can be quite challenging to some extent. But the easiest for us is any project we run, we track the top and bottom line. And is that, you know, adds on into that $1 billion of value that we've actually created.
Right. And so tell me, what's planned for 2021?
More exciting things to come in 2021. You probably heard of our Corporate Innovation Summit, which is the largest experiential summit in Southeast Asia. Mm-hmm. How it differs from a corporate event is any of the keynote that is coming to speak in our event will also run a workshop. So, like, for example, this year we had Paddy McCord, the ex or former, people head of Netflix speaking and also running a workshop for us. Eric Rees from the Lean Startup Mythology spoke and also ran program. We want to take that event, which is attended by 4,000 to 5,000 delegates globally, to the next level. So wait for it. This next year coming, our Corporate Innovation Summit will be Corporate Innovation Summit version 2.0. That's one. Number two, of course, working with more corporates who are looking to either evolve their business, pivot, or solve the current challenges that they have. We want to reach out to them and work with them. One of the things that I do want to mention is during the pandemic, we came up with a innovation continuity plan. It wasn't widely publicized, probably because we were still in beta testing. Now, how the innovation continuity plan works is it's similar to a business continuity plan, where the business continuity plan is focused on survival of the operation.
Mm-hmm.
The innovation continuity plan is focused on survival of the business itself.
Right.
So what we've done is we've actually developed this. It's still going through various testing to allow us to fine-tune it. And hopefully next year we want to be able to release this to our ecosystem to allow them to utilize this free of charge. It's a canvas model. You look at it, you fill in the blanks. It will help you then make sense of what are some of the challenges and opportunities that are in front of you that you could capitalize straight away.
Right.
Okay. And then the third thing that we have actually planned for next year is our own internal corporate innovation maturity assessment. Now, a lot of corporates don't understand where they sit on the innovation scale. So by doing this self-assessment, it can give them a good gauge of where they're sitting and what they need to do next in order for them to build a stronger, innovation culture within their organization. So these are just a few things of exciting things that we've planned for next year, but there's a lot more coming in.
Right. Okay. And so we wish you the very best as we gear towards 1% of GDP for Southeast Asia. I was speaking to Jonathan Lee from RISE. This is Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.